Welcome to this podcast of sermons from University Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Fort Worth, Texas. UCC is a community of faith where all are welcome, where we worship in a spirit of togetherness, where we embrace curiosity, community, and compassion. We don't claim to have all the answers, nor do we expect you to check your brain at the door, but rather we gather together to find the courage to engage the scriptures and to ask the big questions about who we are as people of faith, and who God is calling us to be. At UCC, we seek the sacred, commit to love, and empower to serve. And in so doing, we work together to transform the world through Christ's courageous love. My name is Reverend Dr. Russ Peterman, and I'm the senior minister here at UCC, and so most of these sermons are from me. So we are kicking off this morning a series on the Psalms. The Psalms are oftentimes known as the prayer book of the Hebrew people. And they run the gamut from thankful praise to gut-wrenching pleas from help, for protection. Part of what the Psalms offer us is an opportunity to express a wide range of emotions and along different moments in our faith journey. At the heart of these expressions, from our most elated praise to our deepest lament, is this theme that runs through that God is holding our lives. Now, I've noticed in these unsettling, interesting times that we find ourselves in that are filled with stress and worry and anxiety, just all of the unknowing, that I've been having a hard time concentrating, staying focused. So when I sit down to read, I read for 3 or 4 pages, and then my mind starts to wander and worry. And so I have found the Psalms, which tend to be short, they tend to be concise, to be very helpful at this time. They're just about the right length to allow me to focus. And so I have found them in these last several months to be a faithful prayer partner. Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 121. It's a psalm that many read as an assurance when times are difficult, and rightly so. It's also a psalm that reminds us of God's protection, keeping of our lives, and the promise that God will keep us from harm. Now, the structure of this psalm is elegantly simple. Scholars believe that there are essentially two voices that are present in this psalm. More than likely, it was read as a blessing for one as they prepare to go out on a journey, a pilgrimage, if you will. Either that, or it was sung by the pilgrims that were on their way to the temple in Jerusalem for one of the 3 annual festivals that took place each year. Now, the first voice that you will hear is the voice of the pilgrim, and you will hear that voice in the first 2 verses. And the second voice comes probably from a priest or someone that was sending these pilgrims out on their journey. That is found in verses 3-8. At the beginning, the pilgrim asks and answers their own question, "Where will my help come from?" And then saying that their help, his or her help, will come from God the Creator. And that confession was followed by what was likely a blessing for the journey that was about to be embarked on. The pilgrim is reminded that God indeed is watching over them, that will provide protection, protection from the hot sun, protection from the dangers of traveling, especially at night. And as we get to the final two verses, we are told that God will indeed protect them. And so listen now to this holy and sacred word.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This psalm is oftentimes referred to as the traveler's psalm. One commentary refers to it as a psalm for sojourners. I have a friend who, anytime he and his family are getting ready to go on a road trip or a journey of any type, they gather together and they recite this psalm together as a way of blessing their journey. The traveler's psalm is well suited for a time of farewell. But I would suggest, too, that the movement of the psalm hints at a wider application. This whole idea of referring to life as a journey, it's a sojourn, if you will. Life as a journey is a relatively familiar theme in the Bible. When Jacob met Pharaoh, he said, sort of with a sigh, "The years of my earthly sojourn are 130. Another psalmist prays, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, for I am your passing guest, a sojourner just like all of my forebears." And the New Testament refers to the lives of Abraham and Sarah as sojourners, always ever on the way. And the call of Jesus was never to gather around or to listen to me, but always follow me. To be a disciple means that we are constantly on the move, on the go, that we are growing, that we are learning, that we are doing, that we are going. Now, I will admit that the whole life is a journey is a little bit cliche, this whole idea of us always on the way, even if it's true. I think most of us would much rather prefer to think of life as a circle, the circle of life, with us in the center and all of our friends and our family gathered around us. But that's not always how it works, is it? We are always on some sort of a journey. Oftentimes it's a more personal or more developmental type of journey, like becoming a parent, sending your kids off to college, going back to school, taking a new job, trying to figure out what God would have us do with our life. And some of our journey is to discover a new normal after a loss, whether it be the loss of a loved one, a job, a marriage, some sort of disruption. We know about disruption, don't we? We are all on that journey these days, are we not? And so in the middle of this pandemic, as the death toll continues to rise and the economy continues to stutter, millions of people out of work, in the midst of this turmoil, the anxiety, the stress of it all, the fear, as we try to figure out how to manage and navigate this pandemic, we could all use a little blessing. A little assurance that we'll be okay, to sense God's protection, that God will indeed, as the psalmist says, keep us and keep us safe. And so we are all looking towards the hills, the sign of and symbol of the steadfast presence of God. We're all looking to the hills for some sort of reassurance. And so we are all asking in some way, shape, or form, either out loud or privately in our prayers, where will our help come from? I think a big reason that this time is so difficult is that we don't know how this ends. That we don't have an end point. Mac Engel, a local sports columnist, wrote a piece a few weeks ago for the Star-Telegram here in Fort Worth. The piece was about college football, but it had wider applications. It was bigger than that. And the metaphor that he used was when he talked about how when explorer Robert Falcon Scott made his bid to become the first ever person to reach the South Pole back in 1910, that he and his team of sled dogs trekked over ice and snow for days and weeks. While the South Pole is a point, it's not really a place that you can see on the horizon. That part of the world is pretty barren, as you can imagine, miles and miles of nothing on the horizon. And so after a couple of days, when the journey continued towards this empty horizon, with no visible point of destination, the dogs became unmotivated, listless. They just didn't run as fast as they could. They lost interest in doing the one thing that they were created to do. Engel's point, and I totally agree, is that we are currently all sled dogs on this expedition through the COVID-19 endless terrain that we find ourselves in. That we are currently pulling a sled in the fog towards this speck on the horizon that we can't see. You know, the truth is that anyone who tells you that they know how this ends, that this is the destination, they're not being honest. Because even the experts are making expert-educated guesses at best. And it's hard to make a journey when you don't have a destination. There are elements about this moment that no one knows where we're headed. And at first, it looked like this was just going to be an extended spring break, that things were going to get back to normal relatively soon. We said things like, when this is all over, and now here we are 5-6 months into it. And August is starting to feel a whole lot like April. It's just a whole lot harder. The truth is, no one really knows ultimately what the rest of 2020 looks like. Nobody has any idea what 2021 will look like, when we'll get back to some sort of normalcy. And so we are just sort of trudging along, pulling our sled towards this point on the horizon that we just can't see. You know, part of my job as the senior minister of this congregation is to be able to look towards the future and to speak a prophetic word, to cast a vision about where we are headed as a community of faith. And then help us, lead us, work together as a congregation to make that future become a reality. But if I'm honest, I am as unnerved as anybody. I'm not sure where this road takes us any more than you or anyone else does. Some of you know El Arroyo, the Mexican food place down in Austin that has become famous for the clever sayings that they put on their sign. It's one of my favorite follows on Instagram these days. And they put this one up a few weeks ago, and it really resonated with me. I'd like to announce that I have no idea what I am doing. It's hard to make a journey when you aren't sure where you're going. But still, we have to keep going. We have to keep pulling that sled, putting one foot in front of the other, traveling, journeying towards God only knows. And along the way, we need to be willing to take chances, to make mistakes, to try new things, to not be afraid to fail. And so maybe this psalm is exactly what we need in this moment, a reminder of the assurance of God that wherever we go, whatever journey we find ourselves in, that the God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, is holding our lives. You see, the psalmist is saying that the God of us all is big enough to trust, yet personal enough to care. And so in this moment, when we may not know where we are going, here is what we can know. Here is what we can trust. That even if we don't know what the future holds, we do know who holds the future. And so friends, as you go about the journey that you are on, may God keep your foot from slipping. And may he not slumber nor sleep. And may you make room in your journey for the protection and the Spirit of God to be more easily known in your life. And may you trust the one who is trustworthy and and faithful. And may you be blessed by the goodness and the grace of God, who loves us all and is holding our lives. Amen.
So thanks for listening. I do hope and pray that you found this sermon to be engaging and thoughtful and inspiring and maybe even a little challenging. I also hope that if you get the chance to join us on Sunday mornings in our sanctuary, you will. I think you'll find the welcome warm and inviting, the music inspiring, and there will always be a place at the table for you, regardless of who you are or where you come from or where you are on your spiritual journey. Just know that you're welcome here. And if you'd like to support the production of this podcast and the ongoing mission and ministry of UCC, or to simply find out more about this community of faith, we invite you to go to universitychristian.org. Grace and peace to you.